This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian drones struck two air bases deep inside Russian territory, according to the Kremlin on Monday, shortly before Russian forces unleashed a massive missile barrage in Ukraine that struck homes and buildings and killed civilians. We get more from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Russia. Hours later, Russia unleashed another massive missile barrage across Ukraine, striking homes and buildings and killing civilians. The unprecedented attack in Russia threatens a major escalation of the nine-month war because it hit an airfield housing bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to use all available means to defend Russian territory, a remark that many have interpreted to include nuclear weapons. It was the first time since the conflict's start that such a base has been attacked.
That is AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. Arizona's top officials certified the midterm election results on Monday, formalizing victories for Democrats over Republicans who claimed the 2020 election was rigged. Certification opens a five-day window for formal election challenges. Republican Kerry Lake, who lost the race for governor, is expected to file a lawsuit in the coming days after she spent weeks criticizing the administration of the election. Election results have largely been certified without issue around the country, but the Arizona was an exception. Several Republican-controlled counties delayed their certification. This is VOA News. Tuesday marks the first ever U.S. auction of leases to develop commercial-scale floating wind farms in the deep waters off the West Coast. The live online auction for the five leases, three off the California Central Coast and two off its northern coast, has attracted strong interest in 43 companies from around the world are now approved to make some type of bid. The growth of offshore wind comes as climate change intensifies and there's a need for clean energy grows. It also is getting cheaper. The cost of developing offshore wind has dropped 60% since the year 2010. That's according to a July report by the International Renewable Energy Agency. Kirstie Alley, known for her roles in TV shows like Cheers, has died. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
According to a post on Twitter from her children, Kirstie Alley died of cancer that was only recently discovered. Children, Shrew and Killy Parker, said that as iconic as their mother was on screen, she was even more amazing as a mother and grandmother. Alley starred opposite Ted Danson on Cheers as Rebecca Howe.
I love the sitcom formula. It's the best life an actor can lead.
Alley won an Emmy for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for the role in 1991. She would take a second Emmy for Best Lead Actress in a Miniseries or Television Movie in 1993, playing the title role in the CBS TV movie David's Mother. Kirstie Alley was 71.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Tens of thousands of people braced on Monday for days without electricity in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where authorities say two power substations were shot up by one or more people with apparent criminal intent. Across Moore County, many businesses and restaurants displayed closed signs and windows and had empty parking lots at a time of the year when they are normally full of tourists and holiday shoppers. Others handed out free food or coffee or were able to open by conducting transactions in cash. The county, located about 60 miles southwest of the state capital of Raleigh, announced schools would be closed Tuesday, which actually would be a second day where they took that action. The U.S. Supreme Court's Supreme Majority sounded sympathetic Monday to a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. The latest collision of religion and gay rights in the High Court. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.